No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Life is unpredictable, but how you prepare for the unexpected shouldn't be. Take ownership of your life planning with Policy Genius to help your loved ones have a financial safety net in case something happens to you. Whether to cover debts and routine expenses or even invest the money and earn interest over time. With Policy Genius, finding and buying life insurance is simple. You can compare quotes from top insurers and could find coverage that fits your needs and your budget. Plus, they offer life insurance policies starting at just $276 a year for $1 million in coverage. It's an easy way to feel good about and plan for the future. No wonder Policy Genius is the country's leading online insurance marketplace. Don't wait for life to make other plans. Protect your family today. Head to PolicyGenius.com to compare top-rated life insurance policies, get your lowest quote, and make a smart move in under 10 minutes. That's PolicyGenius.com.
This is the Adam Carriker Show.
Position right of the quarterback, out of the shotgun, first and 20. Jailbreak screen in the air. It is tipped. It is intercepted by Carriker at the Missouri 21-yard line.
Live from the heart of Lincoln, America, 8-year NFL vet and All-American defensive lineman, Adam Carriker.
Shotgun snap to Everett. He's got the left arm going, and now he's got a whole lot of Adam Carriker who rips him down inside the 25-yard line.
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com, here is your host, Adam Carriker.
Hi, welcome into Hour 2, ladies and gentlemen, the Adam Carriker Show here on 93.7 The Ticket. Check out all things The Ticket at theticketfm.com. Also, your daily friendly reminder, if you're so inclined and or interested, you can register or learn more about the inaugural Carriker Chronicles football camp, the camp that is for the kids, ladies and gentlemen, featuring Eric Crouch, Amon Green, Zach Wieger, Kenny Wilhite, and yours truly. A portion of the proceeds from the camp will be donated to local at-risk youth, easy for me to say as well. This is very near and dear to my heart, my wife's heart. Also, we will be donating a portion of the proceeds from the camp to kids abroad. Specifically, there's some great people out there helping build schools for kids who just simply don't have schools. All right, but the camp is for boys and girls, K through 8th grade, here in Lincoln at the LYF Lincoln Youth Football Fields. T-shirts, autographs included, July 9th, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Central Time. All right. CarrickerChronicles.com to learn more and or register. All right, real quick. I know you saw this. You know Jordan Hudson's last boyfriend was 64?
Oh, no, I did not see that.
I'm just saying there's a type. All right, let's move on. I just had to throw that out there. There's a trend. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
All right, I don't know anything else about the guy. Who knows? But all right, let's get to the text line. Apparently, there's been some intrigue.
By the way, she did finish. Jordan Hudson finished third this week at the Miss Maine, so Maine, American or whatever. She didn't quite win it, but third.
I didn't know she was competing. Yeah. Okay, all right, that's awesome.
How do they say Miss Maine USA badges?
The way Miss Maine USA. Yeah. Never heard that term before, but now it's kind of interesting. All right, I don't have a whole lot to add.
Yeah,
but go ahead.
I just thought that was interesting.
It is interesting.
A couple of thoughts on Scott Frost off the text line. Of course, you can text anytime 402-464-5685. There's some that I just won't read because they're not appropriate. But Corey says you need to consider that Solich actually had winning seasons, unlike Frost, literally one of, if not the worst, football coaches in Nebraska history.
When it comes to wins and losses, it'd be hard to argue. I remember saying on a show, 3-4 years ago, I'm like, if you look at wins and losses, it's the least successful coaching tenure a Nebraska football coach has had since the 50s. So from a purely numbers, facts standpoint, it is hard to argue that, yes. I've often wondered, we're not going to go down this rabbit hole, but I often wonder what would have happened had Solich not been let go. That's obviously been debated 1,000 times, but that's a fair point. Hard to argue with that.
Yeah, and then some other people, like Eric says, how dare you, Bach, even mention he who shall not be named, which is somebody that I brought up that maybe have went to Texas. Jesse says, I can't think of any ex-Husker you won't root for right now. What about Trev? So the people are not liking my response that I might not be rooting against Trev. Big Haas says, if I had to take an ex-Husker player that I would not, that would have to throw away, it would be Sam Keller. So still kind of burnt from that all those years.
He didn't just say not root for, he said throw away.
That's right.
Wow. Okay. Couple things. I know you got a lot of text there. So I have admitted publicly, I have a personal soft spot for Trev Alberts. All right. I do. And part of it is he was always really good to me. But beyond that, I mean, there's a lot of people who are really good to me. But he helped me out a couple of times when I asked for help. Stuff like that matters to me. All right. But the one memory I just can't shake that I will share, when Mickey Joseph was the interim coach. So the last 8 games, well, would have been Scott Frost year 5 or whatever, but the last 8 games, we came to a practice. Mickey was great, chatted with him, all that good stuff. Trev walks over. You know, he's the AD. He's got his 3-piece suit, tie, dress shoes. My daughter, who is now 7, I believe was 4 or 5 at the time. And out of nowhere.
No one plans for hair loss. But through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit Hims.com/Hail Mary. That's Hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. Hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business and sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
To Trev, she goes, I can beat you in a race. And I'm just like, what? Where did that come from? Just out of nowhere. We're in the Hawk Center. So he's like, all right, let's race. And he lines up, puts his front foot on the 20-yard line, said, let's race to that end zone. And so he races, I think she was 5, just turned 5, my 5-year-old daughter to the end zone. And of course, he lets her win. And I can't get that image out of my mind. So when it comes to Trev, I will readily admit how things ended, not great. I do have a soft spot for him. So for me, I'm very open and honest about that. So when people are not rooting for Trev or whatever the case may be, I have a hard time joining that camp because at the end of the day, while I'm as professional as I possibly can be, I can't get that image of Trev Alberts in a suit and fancy dress shoes racing my 5-year-old daughter in the Hawks. I can't get that image out of my mind. Everyone's probably mad at me now because how dare I not just, you know, be all negative about this. But anyways, go ahead.
I was like, coming off that thought, D-Train says, those who leave and go to Texas, screw them. So maybe
technically Texas A&M, way, but I get his point. A&M. Yeah.
And Eric says, I was actually wrong. I thought that he was saying he who shall not be named was Trev Alberts, but he says that's Billy Seebach. Come on, we don't talk about him.
I thought it was interesting when you said you were rooting for Bill Callahan. By the way, Billy C, Joe Daly, really?
Yeah,
is that the Joe Daly poll?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I do remember that spring game. He was the only quarterback we blitzed all day.
Was he really?
Yeah.
I remember he's like the fourth quarterback, and he was the start of the previous year.
I don't remember. I could be wrong, but I remember somebody mentioned an article afterwards. One of the few that I paid attention to as a player, and they were like, Joe Daly was the only quarterback that was blitzed all day in that spring game. And I was like, man, I don't remember blitzing anybody. I don't have the exact call sheet, but you might be right. There might have been a little something to that, which is why Billy C was born. All right, go ahead.
That's about, again, there's a few that I can't read.
There's a few that you can't read?
Yeah.
All right. You got any final thoughts on this, Bach, before we move on?
Not necessarily. Again, I don't tell people how to root one way or the other, right? But I do think it's odd that it's gotten to the point that prominent Nebraska journalists are saying, hey, you shouldn't root for Nebraska. Go ahead and read the article. He didn't quite say that. You shouldn't root for Scott Frost, excuse me. That's how much, I mean, that's why I say, like, did he personally pee in your Cheerios or something that you're that upset about? I mean, I know it wasn't good. I know he could do a better job reflecting on it. But to me, he's still, I mean, he was a head coach. He's a quarterback on a national championship team. And you know, I've gone to the university. I've done what I can, but it's far more than what I've put into the university.
To answer your question, I think there's a lot of Husker fans who feel like their Cheerios were peed in. I'm just saying a lot of Husker fans feel that way. Again, for me, anybody who wore the red represented the N. It's hard for me to get that out of my mind. And it's a slippery slope. If I don't want to say people start turning on guys like this, but I think with Frost, it's hard. I said several times, he's hurting himself in front of the media. He needs someone to, and I think there's people at the university who are supposed to help the head coach with this, but he needs like a publicist, someone to help him in those press conferences because he's drastically hurting himself. And then the on-field play wasn't great. I think since then, you know, if he's going to say things like, I'm not going to talk about that, then don't talk about it. Don't say I'm not going to talk about it and then clearly, vaguely, clearly talk about it. You know, and at some point, if there was ever something said just simply to the effect of, hey, I could have done things better or different, maybe that would help. It doesn't even have to be like an apology or a full-blown, just something hinted that way might help. In fairness to the people who are just like, you know, I'm not going to root for this guy ever no matter what, I think that would shape how they'd see things a little bit differently if there was just an acknowledgement of, hey, maybe I could have done things a little bit different. Maybe it could have gone a little bit better had I done this or that. And I think that goes a long way with people. So, all right, ladies and gentlemen, we are almost back on track with the show. When we come back, Nebraska's offensive line. Jake and I are going to chat about it. What can we expect? What do we think? What did we see throughout the spring? What's fair to expect in the fall? And what do we need? What do we need from the offensive line? All right, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.